Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Obviously, we've had a lot of conversation about the disastrous New York football scene right now, whether it be the Jets and then also the New York Giants, who, thank God, at least they can look next door and say, we are not the Jets. Now, having said that, the Giants are 1-6. Things are not necessarily all that much on the bright side right now. There are a lot of question marks on the future of Gettleman. There are question marks when it boils down to the trade deadline. They've already let go and traded Marcus Golden back to Arizona. What do the Giants need to do to just kind of keep some momentum, pull some more positives out of this year moving into the future? On the line right now, we have beat writer. Beat reporter covers all things New York Giants for the Post. It's Mr. Paul Schwartz. Paul, how are you?
JR, you're 2 hours in and 2 hours to go. So what am I, the halftime entertainment?
Well, do you have any plates? Do you have a little bicycle? It depends.
I'm the, let's see, what's the old-fashioned halftime? Well, I'm not the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, I'll tell you that much.
Well, I believe that wholeheartedly. I don't want to know about that other side, Paul. I'll tell you that much. Okay. Well, listen, where is the bright spot? If you want to go ahead and look at the Giants, even after that disaster giving that game away on Thursday, what is the bright spot if you're a Giants fan as the team is currently 1-6?
Yeah, I think you said it right. You didn't make it plural. Bright spot, right? There's not a lot of them. Well, I think the bright spot is the team plays hard and has been in every game except one. Now, is that something to hang your hat on? Not really. You know, but you know, a 1-6 team could be getting clobbered every week or not. They probably, you know, the first game against the Steelers, they were in for a half. I think they should have won the Bears game. They had the ball with a chance to win the game in Chicago late. As we said, the 49ers game, they just didn't show up. The Ram game, I can't say they should have won, but they could have won. You know, they beat Washington by a point. You know, thank goodness Ron Rivera is a riverboat Ron and decided not to send the game into overtime. They probably would have lost in overtime. And the Eagles game, look, you have an 11-point lead with 6 minutes to go or so. You should win that game. So under Joe Judge, I think they're cohesive. Their defense is plays hard. It looks like they have a plan on defense, certainly. And they're competitive. Is that good enough? No. But if you mention what are the positives, that's a positive.
I hear that. I mean, if you want to look for something, that most certainly is a positive. Paul Schwartz from the New York Post is joining us to discuss these New York Giants. You mentioned Coach Judge. And even with this record, people have been critical of him because of, doesn't matter, the penalties. It could be his post-game press conferences. People feel that he's looking a little bit too on the bright side. He might be a little too robotic. Throughout almost the halfway point of this season, for someone who's here in his first year, what do you take away from what you've seen so far?
Well, you're right about the, I don't know if I'd call it robotic, but yeah, after games, he doesn't give us anything after games. Everything's got to look at the film, does not criticize. I wrote about that today in the Post. He does not criticize his players at all. You know, I have to wait and see. I don't know. You know, Daniel Jones could literally throw the ball to the other team 3 times in a row, and Joe Judge will say, well, you know, we have to look and see what Daniel was looking at there. You know, he does not criticize, and that's fine. You know, he that's his own style. He said, that's my style. That's what I do. Behind closed doors, he does criticize. I think he is, look, they're losing, and fans are tired of that. Now, we can only give this to Joe Judge 1-6, right? It wasn't last year. It wasn't the year before. All this terrible record, 3-13 and 4-12 and 5-11, they have nothing to do with Joe Judge. But for fans, it's hard to say, stop your memory at 2019 and start it again in 2020 and just judge Joe Judge on this. It's hard to do that as a sports writer who's covered the team for a long time. It's hard for me to do that because it's more of the same. You know, I remember Pat Shurmur early in his bad 2-year tenure with the Giants. He would, you know, remark and he'd say things to me and sometimes say, "Look, I can't be in control of what happened before I got here." I said, "I know, Pat, but you can't convince fans otherwise. They can't, you know, it's hard for them to separate the two. And there's two more years of losing, the Judge has to absorb." But I think fans are kind of a little bit bullish on Judge despite the losing because the team looks organized and looks prepared. They're just not very good. And so the fans really draw their ire and stick it at GM Dave Gettleman and kind of say Judge is doing the best he can with what he has.
Well, you brought up Gettleman. What are your thoughts on the job that he's done? We can talk about Judge and him having this first crack and his first opportunity. Well, Gettleman, I mean, the team has been about 9-30 since he's taken over. This is what it is right now. What do you think needs to happen the remainder of this season, especially as we approach the trade deadline? And what do you think is ultimately in the cards for him when this season comes to a close?
Well, you know, he's, I don't know if he's 70 yet or approaching 70, close to it. So if things continue to go south and the team wins 2 or 3 games, you know, I could see maybe a Dave Gettleman retirement coming up here. I think they're not interested in doing anything now. I mean, really, getting rid of a general manager during the season is just window dressing. It's something to feed the fans. It's not going to do anything. I mean, You want to fire him now and let the assistant Kevin Abrams run the team?
No, bad idea.
You know. I mean, I'm not downgrading or saying anything bad about Kevin Abrams, but there's an organizational philosophy, and if you get rid of the general manager now, there's only so much another person can do. He can say, "Okay, Dave's gone, and I'm going to trade off everybody now. You know, I'm going to trade off everybody. Dave didn't want to trade off everybody. He was trying to save his job. I'm going to trade off everybody." That's not going to happen. John Mara's not going to let that happen. So, sometimes you have to get rid of a coach early in the season to save your team, to save your quarterback, to save everyone's psyche. A GM is behind the scenes, and so that's just, like I said, a publicity stunt if you want to trade the, get rid of the GM now. But look, it's a downward path. They've won 1 out of 7 games. They've been close. Close helps a coach. I don't think close helps a general manager very much. Now, he has, we can go down some of these signings. The free agent class year is good. Right? Blake Martinez, good.
Yes.
James Bradberry, excellent. Kyla Fackrell, very good. Logan Ryan, good. So, you know, these guys have helped the team. Now, on the flip side of that is they helped the team do what?
Yeah.
they helped the team win 1 out of 7 games? Great. But they've helped the team. They've helped stabilize things. So it's a mixed bag. It is not 50-50 by any stretch. And look, nothing lasts forever, and they need to show dramatic improvement, and certainly the quarterback, who Dave Gettleman surprised everyone and took number 6, has to pick things up down the stretch here, too.
Paul Schwartz is here with us of the New York Post. You talk about the quarterback play. It's difficult, but it's also very simple to do. You can look at the parallels between the Jets and then also the Giants, two young quarterbacks. You can think about offensive weapons, their youth, whether or not they're healthy, and whether or not these quarterbacks and Sam Darnold and then also Daniel Jones, whether or not they have the pieces to really showcase their full talent and really reach their potential. In the case of Daniel Jones, from what you've seen so far, you know, how confident are you that he can be that Giants guy for the long run? And also, if Gettleman goes, which I think we all presume is going to be at some point in time, you know, does that not lessen his odds of still being a part of the franchise?
Well, it's Joe Judge, right? Joe Judge has got a 5-year contract. He's in his first year. John Mara has already said, We have to be more patient with these coaches. We fired Ben McAdoo before 2 years. We fired Pat Shurmur after 2 years, and he's not saying he should have stuck with them, but it's, you know, this cycle of 1 year, 2 years, 1 year, 2 years, that's losers. You know, that's what losers do.
Sure.
So the Giants, you know, they really, we can't become what we despise here, you know, and what we don't respect. And for, you know, for a while they have done that. So it's not Gettleman so much, it's Joe Judge. If Joe Judge and Jason Garrett say, look, we're not winning, and Daniel's kind of in a little bit of a slump here, but we know we can get him to play better, and I believe in him 100%, then he's going to be around. Am I confident? I can't say I'm confident, but I'm not confident. If that's a double negative, that so be it.
You're in the middle. You're 50-50 here.
Well, I think I'm less than I'm more than 50-50.
Okay.
I think I'm 60-40. He's big. He's strong. He's fast. Sometimes he trips over his own feet, as we've seen.
Yes.
After 80 freaking yards, right, which was incredible. I mean, it should have been an 88-yard all-timer. Instead, it was an 80-yard, you know, whoopsie-daisy. And then, you know, thank goodness they scored. JR, that's the kind of play where if they win the game, everyone laughs about it, and it's in memes, and it's in videos, and everyone laughs about it. Pretty much everyone inside the Giants laughed about it, but you kind of have to laugh. You know, we all know that thing when you have like an off-color joke, you kind of have to laugh muffled, right?
Because yeah.
It's not – you have to like laugh muffled because we lost the darn game again. So it kind of robbed everyone of a little bit of fun there because they did score, but they didn't win the game. I think Jones has what it takes physically – mentally, look, this is his first year in this system. It is hard. It is hard to learn a first system. It is hard, almost impossible to learn a new offense when you have no OTAs and no preseason and you know, kind of a manufactured training camp. So, you know, this is all, you know, people want to, you know, take their hands and do the old, I'm playing the world's smallest violin for Daniel Jones. But these are facts, and it almost doesn't matter what I think really right now, what you think. It's he's going to be the quarterback for the last, you know, stretch of games here, and then they will sit down and really see, oh my gosh, is the arrow pointing way down, or is it kind of lukewarm, or is it kind of going up a little bit? But I do think that he has to kind of, not kind of, I think he has to show more and stop the darn turnovers, limit them. That he has to do.
Absolutely.
Number one, he has to stop. No. Last week, I think the interception was not his fault. It really wasn't. You know, Evan Engram's got to catch that ball or knock it down. He can't bat the ball up in the air. And the fumble at the end is not great, but time is winding down. He can't take a sack. You're in desperation mode there, so he's got to stay in and hang in. And I would hope that in the second quarter he takes the sack or throws the ball away with, you know, 20, 30 seconds to go. If he gets sacked and fumbles, so be it. You know, he can't take the sack and just live for another down. There are no more downs.
Well, Paul, you've seen every snap covering the Giants. I mean, last year he had 30 turnovers. This year, right now, I think he already has about 12 or 13, about halfway through the season. And, we have to see whether or not he's going to make better decisions. A big part of the Giants' offense, the biggest part, whether you want to call it his safety valve, the engine, is Saquon Barkley. And we know he's going to be out at minimum now a year. Hopefully he comes back at full strength. How does he fit into this situation? Because he's a big part. He's a big piece. And how does this ultimately affect his future contract?
Well, it greatly affects his future contract, considering this is his third year. And if he played this year, you know, everyone was assuming, oh, Saquon's going to play his third year, and then he's going to be like Christian McCaffrey and get a monster deal. Well, only if he has a monster year, right? He had a monster rookie year. His second year was good. He had 1,000 yards. He missed time with a high ankle sprain. It was not a great second year for Saquon Barkley. And so this year, was it going to be 1,100 yards, 900 yards, 1,400 yards, you know, 15 touchdowns, 7 touchdowns? You know, a player wants to get a new contract from a position of strength. I mean, Christian McCaffrey had a freak year, a freakishly good year, and then he cashed in on it. So That wipes that out right now. There is no new contract for Saquon Barkley after 3 years. It just doesn't make sense. He would get a nickel to the dollar or something like that because he didn't play this whole year. And there's no deal that would make sense for either side. You know, how do you evaluate a running back who gets paid to cut and move and do all the wonderful things he does on a knee that's been surgically repaired? So, he figures in the plans. Will he be back opening day next year? I don't know. You know, he hasn't been operated on yet, so it's time's a wasting here. You know, he had to strengthen that knee. He had, two tears of those ligaments, so they had to strengthen it up for a month until they could have surgery. They feel that's the best way to post-surgery to come back stronger. Healthy, he's the centerpiece of your offense, but we'll see. Some guys, Adrian Peterson, he could have surgery on his, if he has a third ACL, he'll have surgery on that and come back strong, right?
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I think Adrian Peterson, he has to be out here just crunching steel for breakfast. I don't know if Adrian is human. Hopefully Saquon Barkley could come back better than him. Maybe he's an MVP in his future. I don't know.
No, it's nobody knows. I mean, look, ACL surgeries are tough to say, but they're a dime a dozen. It's not my knee, so I'm not saying it's a dime a dozen, right? Right?
Sure.
It's not our knees that are doing it. It's his knee, but these are cookie cutter surgeries. It'll go well. He'll rehab like a demon, I'm sure, and hopefully he comes back to 99% or 98%. Maybe he comes back to 100%. And then pick it up again and see what 2021 brings. And, hopefully after 2021, he does well and he gets his big money then. But he was the second pick of the draft. He has to be the centerpiece of their offense. This was a really rough blow for him in the pocketbook, in his wallet, in his bank account. And also, it's just terrible for the Giants too. They lost their, not their heart, but they lost their piston.
No, absolutely. We've been chatting it up with Paul Schwartz of the New York Post. Paul, to leave you with this, I just got to say, if there's anything we want to talk about trying to find the rainbow or look on the bright side, at least the division that the Giants play in is awful. You want to think about the future, the next several years. Washington is trying to figure things out. You look at the Eagles, it looks like sooner than later, depending on what happens with Wentz and Hurts, they might be in a transition at the same time. And the Dallas Cowboys, I mean, their defense is bad, but then we know they're awaiting Dak to come back as well. So I think if you do want to look on the bright side, it may take a year, it may take a little longer, but the division is still so bad with so many question marks. The Giants, they may be able to turn things around sooner than later.
Now those things change, right? They change. The division, it's really bad 1 year, 2 years later is suddenly good. You get an influx of talent, new coaches, quarterback. But you're right. It's a good point. If you're in the Kansas City Chiefs division, you are looking at it and say, we better get a wild card. We better win 12 games, or we better have a good record and have the wild card, because that monster is in there. The Ravens, with Lamar Jackson, you may look at it and say, look, this is going to be hard. When the Patriots are at their best, so you're right. The bar is, I don't even know if the bar is stacked on the rack. You know what I mean? The bar is just laying there on the ground.
Oh, my goodness.
Right? So you're right. It's not like the Giants have to go, oh, my gosh, we have to figure out a way to win 12, 13 games every year. The Giants have to figure out a way to get to 500 and then kind of nudge above it. And if it's 8, 9, 10, that'll be good enough to be in contention in this division. Because, look, the quarterbacks, right? Washington, we don't know who their quarterback is. We thought it might be Dwayne Haskins. It looks like it's not. The Eagles, we thought it would be Carson Wentz for a decade. I'm not sure about that. They gave a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Right? You talk to Sports Talk in Philly, they're not, worshiping at the altar of Carson Wentz right now. And Dak, who as a franchise quarterback now has a very serious injury. So, that's put on hold for a year. So, Daniel Jones could be the most stable quarterback in the division. Imagine that.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And, the Giants have time. Their next game is going to come Monday night, barring, COVID. And there's so many things going on, so many games getting reshuffled all across the league. But it will be on November 2nd when the Giants take on Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. At least Antonio Brown won't be active at that point. But the next Giants game may not look all that pretty as well. Paul, I appreciate you for joining from the New York Post. Where can people follow you and keep up with everything you do, work on, and write?
Thank you. The New York Post, obviously, nypost.com. My Twitter is what? nypost_Schwartz. I didn't make it. I don't like the underscore, but it's there. You know, does anyone even know what an underscore is? But it's there. That's my Twitter handle.
Hey, Paul, appreciate you for joining on. You enjoy the rest of your afternoon. A big thank you to Paul Schwartz from the New York Post joining us.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.